He's here. It's the conservative flamethrower in high heels and stilettos, too. It's the box that rocks. It's Angela Fox on the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070 and FM 103.3. The Answer.
She gave me cat scratches. She gets an intro, a liner, and cat scratches.
Why not?
Down the center.
Nuge. Angela Fox, conservative flamethrower with a stronger Texas fund and saves Texas government. Hi, Ange.
Hi, Sam. You know, it's funny. When you play the nudes, it reminds me that's how we met.
And you and I were in a
back.
Ted Nugent with Nuge, and I met you somewhere. It was out in Harris County somewhere.
Yeah, it was for a fundraiser, and it was just like, you know, ever since then, it's just been serendipitous, darling.
Please. no, I think you're up on the mic doing what you normally do.
Yes.
And I'm like, you need to come on the show, and I think that's how it all starts.
Yes, that's exactly how it started. I just want to let everyone know that I am identifying today as an illegal alien because I need $450,000 from the federal government. So I'll be waiting for that any day.
Can you believe, what a slap in the face to blacks. I was talking about that story died.
Yes.
Imagine, you know, the criminal immigrant breaks in, child molesters, murderers, rapists, all Democrats in favor of human sex trafficking, the fentanyl that's killing, and you break in America and Joe Biden, the people who control him, he's being, did you see, real quick, he was late to his global warming meeting because he said he was playing with the elevator. Anyway, that was unpopular. That's true. I'm not making it. Anyway, so they're like, hey, you're a criminal, you're involved in human sex trafficking that all Democrats support. We're going to give you almost $500,000. And then members of our black community here are looking around going, wait, one more time. What was that? We're here, buffed on our ass, jobs, raising kids, paying taxes, and the criminal immigrant? Oh, my gosh. So the local TV stations are not allowed to report on now the huge division between the two groups because of that.
Well, it's funny because I don't believe in reparations. I think it's ridiculous, but whatever. But the Democrat Party has taken the black community for granted so long. They are like, whatever, you'll vote for us anyway, whatever, we can treat you like crap. They literally insult the black community by saying, your children don't know how to do math and read and spell and act in a civilized manner because you can't. Oh, bless your heart. That's what they're literally telling the black community. The Democrat Party has owned the black community for 60 years, 70 years, and it is time. If you are listening and you are African-American and you live in the HISD district, you better get your butt out and vote today. HarrisVotes.com.
Right.
We've got 5 people on the ballot that can be flipped. And if we flip this school board, it will make national news. It will be a wake-up call. And then if we can get the Virginia's race tonight, Fannie bar the door.
Turnout, very low. Angela Box. I went to vote on Thursday. For the school board elections, because we got to get these devil worshipping, Jew hating Marxists got to go.
They have
And I think it was two or three in the afternoon. I left the office real quick. Girlfriend, I was the only person there voting.
Same with me, guys. This is the deal. These are such low turnout elections that 5,000, 6,000 votes can flip it. In fact, there was a school board race, Spring Branch, the Chris Ernest seat, who he flipped. My sister was like, there's no way this guy's going to win. This other woman's totally outspent him. He won by 6,000 votes. So that meant every single Republican turned out. If we turn out, we win. So get your butt up and go vote. Seriously.
Yeah, what you just said, Angela Box, conservative commentator, flamethrower. So we got school board chairs. Nobody's ever paid attention to school board races, myself included. Because you're always like looking at congressional, gubernatorial, Senate. And, of course, Harris County is rife with corruption now, led by these filthy Democrats and the scandals and TV stations not allowed to go into depth and all that. But we never looked at the school boards. And now I'm glad that so many people are focused on it.
Yeah, and we needed to. I mean, this is the thing. We have neglected this. This is how these filthy leftists got in and took over in the first place. And the one good thing about the pandemic, and there's only one good thing, is that parents finally got to see what their children were being taught. And then when they went back and they forced them into masks, they're teaching a watered-down version of CRT. It's called social-emotional learning, because the leftists think we're stupid as their constituents and don't understand how they did a word switch there, but it's the same thing as CRT. The parents now are like, stop. We have to stop this. HIC is the worst-performing district in the state and one of the lowest-performing in the nation, and they're clapping themselves on the back for having a 10% rate of children ready to face the world. They are like, yay, good for us.
You know what?
This is sick and twisted.
Angela Box, conservative commentator. Yeah, first of all, I can't believe, and this is how you know they're godless devil worshippers on the school board, that they didn't resign.
Right.
What was the numbers? I think I forgot to get it right. Of 11th graders in HISD, only 12%, it's 11 or 12% passed the SATs, ACTs, right?
Right.
That means 82% of the kids in HISD can't. And doomed.
Can't.
Just, I mean, I shouldn't say all of them just doomed, but all of them are largely majority doomed. So you would think that if you're a person of faith and you loved America, you would step down and go, you know what, I sucked as a school board person, I'm done. But they're running for election or re-election. I'm like, what? So, and the TV station, well, put that down. The TV station's not allowed to report those digits and get in the face of school board people. The other thing, the state was going to take it over, it was doing so poorly. Why don't you run for a re-election or try to do it again?
Because these people see these school board seats as stepping stones to higher office. They have, there's at least two, if not more, of the current HISD school board members who have received thousands, tens of thousands of dollars from leftists in California and Washington, D.C. Why? Why? Because it's the same reason George Soros is targeting the DA's offices. They understand. Get in at the ground level. Conservatives have abandoned this. Stupidly, because again, we're more worried about working and taking care of families and living our lives. But the Democrats understand that, just like General Flynn says, local action, national impact. So now conservatives are in the game. We are awake. We are energized. And if we, I'm telling you, if we flip this today, watch out. It's going to be very
interesting. You got to think the commies in China who are murdering Uyghur Muslims in concentration camps. They're not only giving us the Wuhan for the one positive, you know, the one or two positives, as you mentioned. Parents were walking around the house. Kids were on Zoom classroom at HISD. They were online. Parents were hearing through the speakers what their kids are being taught.
Mm-hmm.
Parents were like, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Teachers Union tried to cover their asses, went down in flames. Teachers Union now is, it's like equivalent to herpes saying down on the radio. Well, no, someday the herpes will go away, but not the school board. So now that you have you noticed how quiet the teachers' unions have gotten? Notice how quiet the teachers have gotten?
Mm-hmm.
Because the parents, the people paying the ticket, saw which crap it was. Real quick, in Virginia, Angela Box, conservative commentator, governor's race, which by the way, 100, over $100 million spent on the governor's race between the two parties, which is crazy. It's a state that obviously Biden double digits. The media's telling us the media's telling us it's dead even. Ben Cuccinelli, who was on 30 minutes ago, said, nope, it's Youngkin by five. I got a feeling cars will be pulling up late at night with boxes full of ballots of dead Republicans to push McAuliffe over. What do you think?
Well, hopefully my secret crush, Ken Cuccinelli, said that they've got hundreds, if not thousands, of lawyers employed. They've got tons of poll watchers out. We are not, let me repeat to these filthy leftists, we are not going to let you do what you've done since time immemorial, since the days of Mayor Daley in Chicago. Those days are over. We're going to be watching you like hawks. And I'm telling you, the thing that will beat their fraud is turnout. So I am really interested to see what happens in Virginia. I've got my fingers and toes, all my toes and fingers crossed. But Terry McAuliffe, never forget, he was the DNC chair. He's a big Clinton buddy. He's a dirtbag. He was already the governor of Virginia, and he absolutely sucks. And the thing that I love the Democrats are doing is they're just letting cats out of the bag. Like, Terry McAuliffe's like, oh, by the way, parents, you don't have a right to know what your kids are.
Right.
You don't have a right. I mean, this is like, what? And I love it that finally the gloves are off. The mask is off. The great thing about Trump is that he forced all these people out of the shadows to show who they really are.
But, Angela Box, conservative commentator, final question. With a lot of these Democrats, like the liberal Jews that I know, hated Trump more than they loved Israel, hated Trump more than they loved America. Is that enough to take these weak liberal Jews and liberal blacks and Hispanics and the weak ones? Is there enough evidence out there to get them to go, I'm embarrassed, I'm voting for a middle-of-the-ground Republican like Youngkin? Is there enough?
I don't know. I mean, I guess time will tell, and it'll see if our turnout overcomes the fraud machine, which we know they're going to do. But, I mean, there was one black caucus out in Virginia that endorsed Youngkin, never endorsed a Republican before, because the Democrats take the black community for granted. Again, slap in the face of the reparations for the illegal aliens, it's like, are you kidding me? I cannot.
Yeah, the newsroom's not allowed to talk to blacks in the community to go, what do you think about these sex offenders, child molesters, rapists? All the human sex trafficking getting $500,000, and you're sitting here working hard.
Yeah. There's a lot of Biden remorse out there, and as long as this demented old criminal is on the world stage, it's just going to get worse and worse. Hey, hashtag stolen elections have consequences, and we are seeing what that means, and it is not good for Democrats.
Love it. Get out of here. Are you watching the game tonight?
Of course, darling. Go Stros, and let's go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon.
Our national pastime.
I love it. What did that chubby girl from CNN say? That it's a code for F Joe Biden. The chubby little girl.
It's a code. It's a conservative code.
Conservative code.
And we're like, you're the guys. You're the ones who made it up, you dummies. Ha ha.
I know.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.